Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Make sure to go to timcast.com, click join us, and become a member to support this podcast and all the work we do. And you'll get access to exclusive uncensored segments from Timcast IRL and way more. Now, let's jump into the first story. Well, you know, things felt like it's getting kind of boring. So this morning I have big news. Vladimir Putin claims that Ukraine tried to assassinate him with a drone strike on the Kremlin. It's basically their parliament or White House, their government building. And video has emerged showing smoke rising from the building. Now, of course, in the West, they're saying this is not true. And it's heavily implied this was a false flag attack by Vladimir Putin and the Russians to justify an escalation of war in Ukraine and to ramp up public support. Don't know, don't care. Video has emerged of smoke rising from the building. Russia says this. The West says that. This just means, ladies and gentlemen, hey, maybe we're inching towards World War III. Everybody's been warning about it, and perhaps we're getting too wrapped up in this culture war nonsense about Bud Light and Antifa. And we forgot that Taiwan is surrounded by Chinese forces, and there's great concern this will lead to a full-scale World War III. And also, the war in Ukraine has been escalating. So how you doing this morning? Let's take a look at the breaking news and see what's going on. And we have this from NBC News. Russia claims Ukraine tried to assassinate Putin in drone attack on the Kremlin. They say the Kremlin did not provide evidence to support the claims, but said it reserves the right to take retaliatory measures where and when it sees fit. There was no immediate reaction from Kyiv. The accusation, I love how they do this. Just NBC, shut your mouths, you vapid, disgusting morons. I'm not going to play this game, okay? Let me tell you why I'm so pissed off. The accusation, made without providing evidence and without immediate reaction from Kyiv. Why is that sentence here? Why did you put that sentence in? Because they think you're stupid. Because they want to treat us like morons. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of what Bud Light does when they put out their stupid garbage commercials. Start treating people with dignity and respect. Now, I know. Not everybody is deserving of dignity and respect, fine, but you at least have to feign it and try.
The accusation made without providing evidence.
As if the U.S. provides evidence when we make statements. You want to give people the facts? Let's skip over your garbage. The accusation was made. The accusation was the latest in a string of reported incidents inside Russia and far from the war's front lines. Okay, here's evidence. Here's a video showing smoke rising from the Kremlin. I'm assuming, I don't know, this is from Mario Knoffel, posted this on Twitter, saying, breaking, Ukraine targets Putin with drone strike on the Kremlin. Russia has accused Ukraine of attempting a drone attack on the Kremlin with the aim of killing Putin. Russian officials said Putin was not injured and that Moscow shot down two drones. The Kremlin said it reserves the right to retaliate, according to Russia's TASS media outlet. There's a breaking news story. More details to follow in a live thread below. Now, I don't know if this video is confirmed or what it is, but it looks like there's smoke rising from a building, which I believe is the Kremlin. I can't tell for sure. I'm not a big expert on the Kremlin, but it looks like it might be St. Peter's Cathedral right there. So it appears to be the Kremlin, whatever. NBC News, there's a reason why these media outlets are losing trust. And it's a reason why our culture is bifurcating, because you have people in this country who are not morons, and you have people in this country who are. You have people in this country who don't read the news, and you have people in this country who do. And for people like you or I, we see sentences like this, and it makes us angry, because it's like someone walking up to you and saying, "Hey, you're a dumbass, right? Okay, let me lie to you." Your stupid qualifying sentences to alter the context of what's going on. We don't need them. But anyway, let's continue with the news. In a statement on the Kremlin's website, Putin's press service said that Russian military and special services had disabled two attacking drones that were aimed at the Kremlin. It blamed the alleged attack on Ukraine and said that no one was hurt by falling debris from the alleged drone attack in the heart of Moscow. Quote, "We regard these actions as a planned terrorist act and attempt on the life of the president carried out on the eve of Victory Day," the statement said, referring to the May 9th celebration of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. "The Russian side reserves the right to take retaliatory measures where and when it sees fit." There was no immediate official reaction from Kiev to the alleged thwarted assassination attempt. Russia has frequently accused Ukraine of planning attacks inside the country, often met with denials from Ukraine. But come on, like anyone's going to believe Ukraine is not firing back at Russia? They're at war on the border. Following the news, Andriy Yermak, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff, posted three fire emojis on his Telegram channel without any commentary, but deleted the post shortly after. I wonder why. Russian war hawks have also weighed in. "Maybe it will kick off for real now." Margarita Simonyan, head of the Russian state broadcaster RT, posted on Telegram. Simonyan is one of the most vocal pro-war figures in the country. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told state news agency RIA Novosti that Putin was not in the Kremlin at the time of the alleged attack and was working out of a presidential residence near Moscow. The Kremlin said the president's schedule was unaffected by the incident. Peskov added that plans to hold the Victory Day parade in the Red Square remain in place, according to the agency. Some military analysts, however, questioned whether the alleged incident could be seen as an assassination attempt. Quote, "This looks like Ukraine," assuming it was Ukraine, "is trying to bring the war home to Russia by hitting symbolic targets," said Michael A. Horowitz, a geopolitical and security analyst, head of the intelligence at Lebec Consultancy, in a tweet. Excuse me. The alleged incident comes 14 months into Russia's invasion of Ukraine and ahead of an expected counteroffensive by Kiev's military. I 100% believe that Ukraine did this. 100%. Why not? Why wouldn't I believe it? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't anyone? There's a war going on. Now, whether or not they were trying to take out Putin, I don't know, but the attack likely came from Ukraine, because to imply that Ukraine is not engaged in counteroffensives is insane. So Russia invades Ukraine and they're like, "We're just here to defend ourselves." Perhaps what they want to do is they want to bring fighting into Russia to split the force. Let me explain. Look, Ukraine is being invaded. So Ukraine brings conflict to Russia so that it forces Russia to focus security on itself and its own country, pulling its resources from Ukraine. Basic conflict strategy. So yeah, it's probably what happened. Mario Knoffel says, "Russian state news has reported that Putin was not present. This we know. CNN just posted the story, rightly so. Their tone seemed skeptical. If Russia is correct and this is an attempt on Putin's life, we could see things get much uglier. Russia is calling the attack a terrorist attack. Other media outlets will soon post this story as well." He says, keen to see how they cover it. Well, we will see. Two Ukrainian drones were flown toward the Kremlin overnight, Russia claims, so no one was injured as a result of the attack. So very well, it may be a false flag. But I don't think it's as simple to say that Russia is attacking itself to justify expansion of conflict into Ukraine, because it doesn't need it. Russia does not need to attack itself to justify an expansion of war, because Russia's been full steam ahead as it is. So maybe, my friends, World War III. Here we go. Axios reports U.S. allies could play key roles in a U.S.-China war over Taiwan. There it is. World War III. That's what it means. Yep. A war between U.S. and China over Taiwan would be a nightmare scenario for America's allies in the Pacific, but it's becoming increasingly clear what roles they might play if one breaks out. The big picture, French President Emmanuel Macron declared last month that Europe should not get caught up in a crisis that are not ours, such as escalation over Taiwan sparked by U.S.-China rivalry. The U.S. has no formal commitment to defend Taiwan, but President Biden has repeatedly said that Washington would intervene. Remember that? Remember when Biden kept saying we would intervene and go to war to defend Taiwan? And they were like, no, don't say that. And then he just kept saying it. Because it's true. We probably will. We are on the doorstep to a World War III, and people do not understand. Let me take you back in time to the Manhattan Project. Nobody knew what they were building. There was speculation, there was rumors, and they wanted the rumors to persist. Was it a death ray? Some thought it could be a nuclear bomb, some kind of massive explosive force. But no one knew for sure. It was compartmentalized, and everybody was working on something different. And then the U.S. said, we are going to drop nuclear explosives on Japan. They wanted to show the world, shock and awe, don't mess with us. And so we did. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, kaboom.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And everyone saw the devastating power, and Japan immediately surrendered. Such devastating force had never been seen before. But you know, I grew up in a world of nuclear bombs and nuclear explosions. Seeing these things, it didn't mean that much to me. Because I'm a child watching on the TV the recordings of nuclear explosions, and I'm just like, that exists. It's a part of human life. But you got to imagine what it must have been like to have never seen such devastating force before. The early 1900s, bombs were not that powerful. And then all of a sudden, this bomb wipes out a whole city, and they were like, my God, we have never seen such destructive force. How terrifying it must have been. You see, for a lot of people, war was, you'd land on the shores, there's siege weapons, of course, but you had to take the ground. Not anymore. With the advent of nuclear explosives, we could wipe you off the face of the earth like that. It's terrifying. And then came the advent of the intercontinental ballistic missile. Rocketry after World War II. Thanks, Wernher von Braun. And now we could send the payload through space. And then we invented the multiple independently targeting reentry vehicles. These are MIRVs. It's one ICBM that can carry up to 12 warheads. And it goes up into the stratosphere, drops the warheads, who then fall down and pepper your seaboard. Wiping out how many cities? Yeah. It's a scary thought. That's what we're seeing now. But I tell you all of this not to put the idea in your head that they could blow up a city or something like that and you'd be in it. But to help you understand that the weapons of World War III you have not seen. And you will never see coming. No one knew exactly what was being built until the bombs were dropped. And then they said, my God. And who was that other guy? What was his name? Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. I am become death, something of that nature, he said. Man, the guys who invented that massive explosive power, those bombs, they were terrified of it. Some of them regretted it for sure. And now we probably have weapons beyond your comprehension. When the weapons are unleashed, you will be horrified. And I'm talking about biological weapons. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that there's great concern about what may be coming in a World War III. And I've thought long and hard about conspiracies and potentialities. Biological weapons. I wonder why it is that the state so fervently demanded that everybody get vaccinated with this one particular vaccine. And I think it's because the advent of bioweapons may be upon us. Now, I don't know for sure. That's why I always tell everybody, go talk to a doctor. Don't take medical advice from me. But I'd like to entertain a simple thought. When we talk about World War III and we see these weapons on the rise, What should a nation do in the face of biological weapons? Now, there's something interesting about the Spanish flu. Why did the Spanish flu not so heavily impact China? A question asked by many individuals. Well, they say it's because actually the Spanish flu may have originated in China. As a weaker strain, it spread through the country, infecting many people and many died. But for the most part, they developed immunity to it and they were fine. When the virus reached Europe and then the United States, it became particularly lethal. And with trench warfare, people were filthy and sickly and they started spreading it like crazy. And when the flu reached the Chinese land again, well, they'd already had developed an immunity to it. So while they did get sick and some did die, for the most part, they were already partially immune to that strain. These lessons of history are not forgotten. And so I wonder what a war would look like with what's happening in Ukraine, with what's happening in Taiwan. What would happen if a foreign adversary, say China, unleashed a virus now among their people? They've already given them the cure or the immunity. They've already given them either a virus or a vaccine. I'm saying this hypothetically. So that should they get hit by this new virus, they will mostly survive. But collateral damage, of course, would sweep through their population. However, they'd be okay. What should the U.S. do facing such a threat? What should Western forces do facing such a threat? How do you get your entire population vaccinated for a biological weapon? Mass vaccination campaigns, right? Now, a lot of people are probably saying, I don't believe it and I doubt it. And I'm saying, yeah, I'm not saying I know for sure. I know what's true. I'm just pointing out, well, there are many people who believe that there is this great globalist conspiracy, a depopulation agenda, and that's the purpose of, say, mass vaccination programs. I'm not in that camp. I just don't know. And I think you should get medical advice from smart, intelligent medical professionals, but we'll never know. We didn't know about the Manhattan Project. I'll be damned if we know about what weapons they've got prepared now. Now, some have argued they would never unleash a biological weapon because it would damage their own population. But that's where you're wrong. They would simply prepare their population for such a strike. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, many people came out with vaccine conspiracy theories in the United States and their concern over it. Many people went out and got their sixth or seventh dose, and many others call themselves pure blood and refuse to get it absolutely. But how do you know which conspiracy theory is true and how do you assign bias? Look, this is why I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I have no idea. All I know is there's doctors who say yes, there's doctors who say no. Most doctors seem to say get the vaccine, get the COVID shot. And I'm not saying I know anything specifically about the COVID shot. My question is simply this. Do you believe the U.S. government wants you to be healthy and safe, or do you believe they don't care about you? Do you believe that there's an international cabal that controls all nations, or do you believe that the world is split between multipolar powers? I'm not here to tell you what to believe or what not to believe. I'll tell you what I think. I mean, I think the world is split between multipolar powers. I think that there are some people who are allegiant to China and some people who are not. And I believe that war is happening. And I wonder what would happen if any one of these countries unleashed a biological weapon. When it comes to nuclear war, they came out and said, duck and cover. But we also did build fallout shelters all across the country. And in Europe, Eastern Europe, the Soviet Union built subways, their subway system deep underground. One of the most fascinating things I experienced was when I went to Kiev. The subway stations were like a mile underground, some ridiculous, maybe not a mile, but like 1,000 to 2,000 feet. You had to go down like 5 escalators to make it to the subway. They dug so deep. Why? They needed their transportation network to persist in the event of nuclear bombs. So they wanted them to be safe underground. A lot of work was done to make sure that in the event of a major catastrophe, they could survive. Do you think the U.S. would do the same thing? I do. But again, I'm not saying I know for sure what the vaccines were made for this. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if the U.S. feared a biological weapon from an adversary, they would have to implement a program to vaccinate or prepare as many people as possible to protect them from a biological weapon. Whether this was what it was with COVID or not, I have no idea. Some people say that China developed this as a weapon on purpose to leak it and cause damage and destruction, maybe. And if that's the case, then wouldn't vaccination have been an attempt to save the American people? Again, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm not telling you to trust people in government, because I certainly don't. My question is, do you think they want you alive or dead? Now, look, all I can say is the powers that be, the politicians, the governments, the corporations, they don't want you harmed. They need the servant serf labor. They need you working at McDonald's so they can have their cheeseburgers. Somebody has to do the menial labor to facilitate their wealthy existence. So I think they want you to live, for the most part. But I suppose the question is which conspiracy do you believe? Because either way, there's one. These governments are preparing for World War III. Okay. And it's a conspiracy. It's a group of individuals acting in secret for some nefarious end. Or you believe the conspiracy is that all the countries are actually working in concert with each other and just want to depopulate the planet or something like that. And I think the World War III thing is more likely. I think the idea that China is working in tandem with Europe is laughable. Now, on certain things, sure, but war exists. And I think the real likelihood is World War III. And as such, biological weapons will be the new battlefield. And you will be horrified by what you see. I wouldn't be surprised if there are viruses developed that, you know, produce zombie-like behavior. And I mean it. I mean, you look at rabies, and rabies isn't what people make it out to be. Typically, you just become rigid. You can't swallow. You're foaming at the mouth. You're agitated and angry. But you're not like a zombie that goes around biting people or anything like that. Animals, yes, humans, you know, humans just die. The virus gets into your nerves, and then by the time you experience symptoms, there's nothing we can do for you. And apparently there have been stories about how the vaccine didn't work. It's like an old man who got bit. They gave him the vaccine. He died anyway. There's also urban legends about how, a story of a young woman. She got bit, started experiencing rabies symptoms, so they put her into an induced coma for a prolonged period of time, and she survived. The idea was that it depressed her system so that as her immune system was fighting the virus, it didn't destroy her system by, you know, overloading it with, I don't know, something about being in a coma depressing, like heart rate, blood pressure, and all that stuff allowed the body to fight it without destroying itself. I don't know for sure. Look, man, all I'm saying is we are but specks on the ass of the universe. And there are things afoot and things at play that we just don't know about. And this could be Vladimir Putin staging a false flag to justify an expansion of war, or it could be a literal attempt on his life. How do you know? You don't. When I think about the mass vaccination programs, my immediate assumption isn't the globalists are coming for us. It's like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I need evidence. There's also the potential of China's probably got biological weapons. You think nuclear weapons are what they're going to be using in this next war? And then you argue, but how could they deploy a virus if it could come back and bite them in the ass? They'll immunize themselves from it. They'll implement a mass vaccination program in their country to prepare their population for this virus. So what if the U.S. is set to release a biological weapon on its enemies? They will mass vaccinate or expose their population to prevent them from getting wiped out. Then it makes you nervous, right? Uh-oh, what if I'm wrong? What if that's what's happening? Then the idea is those who didn't get it are going to be scared that if the bioweapon is released, well, you're collateral damage. The U.S. willing to sacrifice 20% of its population to win a war. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying, man, we are but specks on the ass of the universe. We are not the key players. We are not those in intelligence. We are not those in the underground bunkers. And we're certainly not the most powerful people in the world. So do you think they would tell you the truth about what's really going on? I certainly don't think so. But doesn't mean they want you dead. It certainly does imply that they probably don't care about you as an individual. But we can only wait and see. So good luck. My advice, no matter what is true, the one thing remains constant. Getting out of cities, homeschooling your kids, being self-sufficient is the smartest thing you can do. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. Boy, they've really been coming after Tucker Carlson in these past couple of weeks. For one, he got fired, lost his show. Now we have Media Matters leaking these videos, and now we have a story about text messages from Tucker that CNN says are racist. I don't understand how they're racist, but the implication, I suppose, is Tucker Carlson said, quote, it's not how white men fight. And they're taking that as if to imply he means other races fight a different way or something like that. I just don't understand what they're trying to say by this text, how it's racist. He just says, that's not how they fight. Is it a fact statement that white people tend to have certain tactics when it comes to conflict? I don't know what their point is, but they're coming after him. Now, with these Media Matter leaks and with all of these leaks, I think they're trying to stop him because he's a populist, he's prominent, and he's probably going to help Donald Trump win. But I do think that some of these Media Matters videos are probably deep faked, and they may not be. We don't know for sure. But I think there's something deeply nefarious that we're seeing right now. You could leak videos of someone and they seem to be real. And then once everyone agrees they're real, you then leak the fake one. But you don't make a completely fake and outlandish video from Tucker Carlson. You make it somewhat kind of bad, but believable. You take an existing video, you tweak one word, and now Tucker is saying something egregious. I think this story is good context. It's not how white men fight. I want to show you just how easy it is to deepfake because, I know how to do it, and explain to you why I don't trust what's coming out of these leaks. These videos don't look real. But understanding this story, I think, will actually help. From CNN.com, they report, in a newly revealed text message, ousted Fox News host Tucker Carlson made a racist comment and said he found himself briefly rooting for a mob of Trump supporters to kill a person. Let me read you what Tucker said.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quote, let me actually zoom in so it's easier to read. He says, a couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living ish out of him. It was 3-1 at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder and kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Now, it's a shocking statement, but there's more. They don't show it. In fact, he goes on to say that here we go. OK, here we are. They show it. He says, then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid and would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Oh boy, the media manipulations at play. I'd love to break this one down for you. Let's do it. Tucker Carlson, in his singular message, was expressing how he felt this within him, but quickly realized in that moment, wow, this is bad. We should not feel this way. You should not feel this way. So what have they done? There's no story here. Tucker Carlson saying violence is bad is not news, but it's not how white men fight. What does that mean? Okay, let's take a look at what that could possibly mean. They're saying that jumping a guy is bad and white men don't do that. Is he referring to colonial warfare, where white men would march straight towards each other in the battlefield and guerrilla tactics were relatively limited? Is that what he's saying? What they're doing is they're taking this as if to imply non-white people are dishonorable, which is not something he said. That's the intimation. But here's what I find really fascinating about the article. They break up the two quotes. So what happens is, the average person, they know this, will only read the first portion of the article, and then they'll see context. Carlson sent the message, text message, blah, 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 Dominion. Oh, I don't care about any of that. We already know all of this stuff. And then, after they bore you, they show you the true context. That Tucker was actually saying these thoughts are bad thoughts. They're intrusive thoughts, and we don't want them. But there is some context to what Tucker was saying. Julie Kelly says the incident to which Tucker seems to be referring in the text is confrontation between Proud Boys and BLM rioters. In this story, an Antifa guy stabbed 4 Proud Boys. I've seen it over and over again. So why wouldn't Tucker Carlson have some kind of emotional release seeing this, rooting for the people to stop these violent far-left extremists? They don't want to give you the context. CNN will not do it. And that's the first thing we've seen in terms of modern manipulation. Out of context stories, but you all know they do this. In the context of what Tucker Carlson said, I don't find it to be all that alarming. White people don't fight that way or whatever. Okay, I don't know what that means, and I don't want you. I don't know what I'm supposed to infer from it. I'm not going to make assumptions about what Tucker Carlson meant. He could explain it to me. Of course, if you're on the left, you'll simply say, you know, he's racist, therefore. Okay, well, I don't think he's racist, so therefore. To me, it sounds like he's simply saying that typically white people fight in other ways. In fact, he didn't even say they fight in more honorable ways. He could be outright saying, like, typically they do dirtier things like drop nukes on their enemies. I don't know. Ask him. Regardless, the way CNN's manipulating it, the way these other outlets manipulate it. And now we have this from the Daily Mail. I resent it. Nobody watches it because it sucks. Tucker Carlson unloads on Fox Nation and jokes about postmenopausal fans and leaked videos from his axed streaming show. I don't believe it. It may be real. I've got no confirmation, and I don't believe it. It is too easy to deepfake this stuff. And right now, what we're seeing is, I think we have this, do I have it pulled up? I'm not sure if I have it pulled up. Here we go. From Colin Rugg, Breaking Media Matters has released another Tucker Carlson leak where Carlson is talking to his team on set. Can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more? Quote, it was so unhealthy, the amount of hate I felt for that guy, Carlson said, of this slimy MF-er Dominion lawyer. So many people are saying, these Media Matters leaks, who cares? It makes Tucker Carlson look good. We find him funny. Why would they leak these things? What I find fascinating about this story is that some of them clearly look fake. Here's one video. Let me play a little bit of this for you right here. Get the audio going.
Which I don't think that many people watch anyway.
Notice you can't see his mouth moving.
We're going to, because I, you know, I'm like a representative of the American media now. Right. Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the brotherhood of journalists.
Seemingly innocuous, right? Innocuous. And who is going to remember every single thing Tucker Carlson said when he was in the middle of producing his show? In this video, you see one of the easiest examples of what may be a deepfake. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Covering the mouth. Why is Tucker talking into his phone like that? I mean, sometimes people do, right? You hold your phone up like this, but holding it directly in front of the camera? Okay, maybe he did. It's awfully convenient. Now, anybody who wants to make a deepfake can easily do so. But you do notice when his mouth is visible, it seems to be moving really slow, like as he talks. It's very strange that he's talking like that. That's the first thing I noticed when I saw these videos. And again, they could be real. I don't know. In one video, you can in many of these videos, you can't see his mouth at all. In this one where he says, F it, we'll do it live, it's grainy and low res. Why are these videos grainy and low resolution? Who's producing his show? Is this the same set? Maybe. In this video where he says F Media Matters, it just seems really strange. His hand movements don't seem to make sense. His eyes don't seem to move properly. But again, maybe I'm just calling Tucker ugly because they're real videos. Again, I don't know. But in this video where he says the bird, F Media Matters, his mouth does not seem to be moving in sync with the sound. It looks like a deepfake. Just to me. Well, I reached out for comment, and Tucker, he called me up, and this is what he said.
These videos are obviously fake, and I can't believe people actually trust or believe Media Matters. Grow up, people. I never said these things.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's not real audio. I want to make sure you completely understand that audio I just played is fake, and it's to make a point about all of this. That I'll play it again for you. It's just as fake.
These videos are obviously fake, and I can't believe people actually trust or believe Media Matters.
It's fake. It's fake audio. I typed a sentence in and I pressed enter. That's all I did. Here, I can do it again. Let's have him say, I am Tucker Carlson and I enjoy what does he enjoy? And I enjoy birthdays. There we go. Let's see how this sounds. Let's play this one. See how it sounds.
I am Tucker Carlson and I enjoy birthdays.
This is the current set. You see how fast I did that? All right, let's do it again. Let's scroll through here. I will grab a random bit of text. Here we go. Let's grab this quote right here. Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. I will copy it. I'm going to paste it right here, and I'm going to click generate.
Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks.
All I did was copy and paste that sentence into this box and press play, and it auto-generates Tucker Carlson's voice. Now, I can make it sound crazier and weirder. I can, let's do this. I'm going to make it sound as weird as possible. Let's try this.
Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks.
You see that? Isn't that crazy? Now, there was a weird artifact in the beginning, and that was just me clicking a button. Now, imagine if I actually took that audio and then actually cleaned it up. Now, you may be saying, Tim, but that's just audio. There's no video. Right. To be fair, the video portion, it would probably take me about an hour to make all of these videos. Here's what you do. You can record yourself. In fact, you can take the video of me. Preferably a green screen would work. You take a green screen of Tucker Carlson's backdrop. You then yourself wear a suit, talk, and just move your head around and say random words like I'm doing right now. You then load up any one of these programs, take a picture of Tucker Carlson's face, and put the audio I just generated into it, and you can make these videos that easily. Maybe. They're real videos. I will say it again. Let me tell you about where we're going. Why this matters. Take a look at this video from Mashable. TikTok removes viral video ad of suspected Joe Rogan AI deepfake. This story was crazy. Oh, look, is this written by Matt Bender? Shout out Matt Bender. We've had him on the show before. So let me play for you this fake video, and you can hear for yourself.
There's a category of supplements that are very interesting, work very well to increase testosterone by about 100 to 200 points.
Well, look, that Alpha Grind product that's all over TikTok, if you go to Amazon and you type in libido booster for men, you're going to find it right at the top. And that's because guys are figuring out that it literally is increasing size and making a difference down there.
It stimulates the testes, if you got those, to make more testosterone or estrogen.
Absolutely fake video. And it's kind of obvious. I'm scrolling through, I think this was on Instagram, and I saw this video and I was like, whoa, what the? And so, you know, just full disclosure, I hit up Joe. I'm like, bro, there's a deepfake commercial. It got pulled. They removed it. And I think you actually had Andrew D. Huberman saying they created a false conversation we never had. We were talking about something very, very different. Here's what I'm saying. You just heard me make that video, that audio where Tucker said, it's not real. Grow up, people. I never said these things. I just typed that in and pressed enter. It literally took me 30 seconds. Okay, to be fair, I took a clip of Tucker's voice, uploaded it, and then typed in the sentence, press enter. It took me about a minute to do. 30 seconds to record, 30 seconds to drop the file into Premiere and press render. That's all I had to do. Then I put it, upload, enter, took a second, typed it in, pressed enter, boom, generate. That's how fast it is. Let me tell you where this goes. We'll create some hypotheticals. Tucker Carlson reportedly saying these things in these videos where you can't actually see his mouth move. Let's try this one.
Everyone in this company is thrilled that you're doing this. I've gotten more calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great.
Why is the resolution so low? Now, the interesting thing is, I've had people say to me, low resolution is actually easier to fake. High resolution is harder. Because if it's high resolution, artifacting becomes obvious. If the video itself is low res, you do a deep fake, it's just, well, it's a low res video. But why would video footage from Tucker's production be low res? Why leak a low res version? Here's what I fear they may do. You put out a bunch of videos that may be real, and they're seemingly innocuous. People like Matt Walsh are saying, these are great videos. We love Tucker Carlson more now. And I say, I don't think they're real, but I don't know for sure. And now, after you've seeded in everyone's mind that these videos are innocuous, you then make the one deepfake that makes Tucker Carlson look really, really, really bad. You see how the game is played? People are wondering why it is Media Matters is putting out videos that don't actually hurt Tucker Carlson. Because they are seeding legitimacy in your mind. That way, when they make the fake video, you'll believe it. It's what the left does with everything. They take all the videos of me out of context. I do a video where I'm like, here's a scientific study. Here's five of them that says conservatives are more attractive. That's strange. What do? They clip it up. They put it on their channels and they lie about my what I was saying. They've done it with an old video of me talking about dating and relationships and then said, aha, this proves Tim's an incel, omitting the entirety of the conversation as to what was really being talked about. And we know about context because I'll say it all the time. You could have someone say something like, you know, I went to the supermarket and this guy comes up to me and he says, I absolutely despise vanilla ice cream. And I was surprised to hear him say that. They will then cut out me quoting somebody else, play it and say, Tim Pool says, quote, I despise eating, you know, vanilla ice cream, or whatever. And it's a factual statement. They'll say, no, we never said it was about him, but he did say those words, right? Tucker Carlson will have a video released. This is what I think they're doing, where maybe in the real video, he says something like, you know, I just can't stand these elitist scumbags running these big corporations. They steal from us. They're causing all the problems. And then what they do is they replace the word elitist, just that one word, with insert marginalized group. And now you have Tucker on a real rant. He could say something like, these elitists, they're destroying this country. They're the biggest problem we face. We cannot allow them to keep doing what they're doing. I think they should all be in jail. It's just who they are. It's what they do. They will then cut out the word elitist, insert any word they want. And now Tucker Carlson is racist, transphobic, homophobic, bigoted, sexist, you name it. Anti-Semitic.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
And everyone will believe it because right now, the biggest proponents of these leaks, conservatives themselves. Conservatives themselves defending these leaks and saying they're good things. Colin Rugg saying, can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more? Yeah. You see, when conservatives come out and say the videos are good and they're all real, that's when they will drop the obvious fake one. Too late. You've already said they're real and they make Tucker Carlson look good. Interesting. What I find so fascinating is that when I said some of these look like deepfakes, especially the one where Tucker says F you Media Matters, it just looks so fake. Okay. Maybe he really did say that. And maybe they've rendered these videos they've rendered them so poorly so that when they do the deepfake, it looks the same. You see how the game is played? Maybe they are real. Maybe he really did say F Media Matters, but his mouth is moving really slow as he talks. He's like saying, F you Media Matters. And, you know, his mouth is like not in sync with the words coming out of his face. So I don't trust it. I don't believe it. And this is where we are. The first evolution of smears is the out of context manipulation, falsely framing what someone said. And here we are now with outright deepfake technology. So what do we have? Here we go. Let me just grab this one right here. And let's have Tucker Carlson say it. How long was this?
Can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more?
Oh, I can increase the stability. Make it very, very drone-ish.
Can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more?
There should be a question mark there. Let's try it again.
Can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more?
All right, let's try this. Here we go. You ready for this one?
Can someone tell Media Matters this makes people like Tucker even more? Hot dog boys, let's get a big win.
There you go. Can literally just type in whatever you want. Now, we've played with this. It's 11labs.io. You generate the audio. You can tell with the Joe Rogan clip. These people didn't put too much effort into it. Let me play that again.
You type in. Well, look, that Alpha Grind product that's all over TikTok. If you go to Amazon and you type in libido booster for men, you're going to find it right at the top. And that's because guys are figuring out that it literally is increasing size and making a difference down there.
It stimulates the testes, if you got those, to make more testosterone.
Fake. You can kind of tell. I think it's fairly obvious that the inflection is all wrong. Joe's not really saying these things. But as you've seen, what I've already done with this 11 labs with generating speech from Tucker You can actually change it and constantly regenerate it until it hits the inflections properly. The one thing that this can't do, and I've done some tricks with it, pausing properly, inflection properly, these are challenges. But if you generate 100 sentences, you can then actually manually edit these things together and get the inflection you want. Like when I made that sentence that said, where Tucker said, these videos are obviously fake, grow up guys, I never said these things. The first few times he goes, these videos are obviously fake, grow up guys, I've obviously never said these things. And I'm like, okay, that's not how people talk. So I added ellipses and commas and spaces and quotes to try and get the timing properly. You put question marks in certain spaces and it'll make the inflection go up. And then you can make Tucker Carlson say, come on, these are obviously fake videos. Grow up, people. I never said these things. You just got to keep trying until you figure it out. Simply enough, it takes about 10 seconds to, not even 10, it was like 3 seconds to render. And then you make 10 of them. And then you figure out where the good part and the bad parts are. And you cut out the bad parts, put the good parts. There you go. Welcome to the news cycle, my friends. I would not be surprised if what we see in the next year is 100 times worse than this. And what are you going to do? What if the next video comes out is Tucker saying, Trump's an idiot, his followers are too stupid, I'm grifting, blah, blah, blah. May seem extreme. But if Trump supporters and conservatives already believe these videos are real, and they may, again, they may be, I don't know. That's where we're at. You don't know it's true. Why wouldn't they believe the next one's going to be real? You see, people keep saying, why would they release these videos? They are establishing in your mind the videos are innocuous and real and you like them. That way, when they drop the big hammer, you believe it's real. If the first video they put out was Tucker Carlson saying something nasty and racist, nobody would believe it. They're planting the seeds of propaganda. Stick around, my friends. It's about to get fun. I'll leave it there. Next segment is coming up at 4 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. Ladies and gentlemen, meet your new Navy digital ambassador, a drag queen. And they wonder why they're having recruitment problems. Now, let me just be honest with all of you. I see this story from the Daily Mail. It's going around. People are getting all bent out of shape. Is this the Navy's Dylan Mulvaney moment? Drag performer Harpy Daniels is Navy's new digital ambassador in a bid to boost recruitment that's set to fall short by 8,000. Okay. Now, I know most people, especially conservatives, are like, why are they? What are they doing? This is not going to boost recruitment in the Navy. A drag queen? Are you nuts? They're having recruitment problems because people don't like the woke stuff, right? Wrong. It's the Navy. This makes perfect sense. My entire life, the trope was that everybody in the Navy's gay. So when they're sitting here brainstorming on how to recruit more people to the Navy, they're like, go with your strengths. If the Navy's already considered gay, then a drag queen is exactly what you need to get more people to join the Navy. All right. So obviously, just because that trope exists doesn't mean it's true. But I think that might be where their head is at. Like, I got an idea. I think it's funny that at a time when the military is suffering recruitment problems, this is the direction that they decide to go. Bringing in a 24-year-old yeoman second class, Joshua Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, to be a drag queen, because that's okay. Make America free, pro-choice, my body, my choice. Okay. Wow. It's one thing when there is the negative stereotype that everybody who joins the Navy is gay. And I don't mean it's a negative stereotype to be gay. I'm saying it's negative that this is what the Navy is, that there's something that attracts only one kind of person, a lack of diversity, as it were. But I got to tell you, whatever was left of the masculinity in the armed forces, this is ripping it away. So let's read the news. But before we do, and I want to say this too, like, I don't care what the Navy does. Like I was saying, the stereotype is the Navy's already very much a lot of gay guys. So it makes sense. By all means, Navy, go ahead and do this. I just kind of feel like they're gutting and destroying this country one step at a time, ripped to shreds. But it is what it is. Before we get started, my friends, head over to surfinginternetsafe.com. That's right. This video is brought to you by Virtual Shield, VPN, Virtual Private Network Service. It helps keep you safe as you browse the web. Again, that's surfinginternetsafe.com, link in the description below. And you can save 73% off your purchase, your subscription of a virtual private network service. Now, this service, you turn it on as you're browsing the web. It keeps you safe from hackers, corporations, spies, the government. It's not a perfect shield, but it's a pretty good basic layer of defense for you as you browse the web. And it also bypasses unconstitutional or illegal restrictions when they're trying to limit what you're allowed to see on the internet. If you want to browse the web with a basic layer of security, go to surfinginternetsafe.com. It's available for all devices. And a special thank you to Virtual Shield for sponsoring this video and helping to support the work that we do. Now let's get back to reading about the armed forces. Here's what they say. The United States Navy has turned to a drag performer in its efforts to reach younger recruits on digital platforms and social media. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, announced on TikTok in November that he would be the Navy's first digital ambassador, highlighting his journey from performing on board beginning in 2018 and growing to become an advocate for those who were oppressed for years in the service. Kelly, who identifies as non-binary, was one of just five active sailors to participate as digital ambassadors for the Navy in its efforts to reach a wide range of potential candidates, a spokesperson told the Daily Caller. None of the digital ambassadors were paid, the spokesperson said, and no promotional or recruiting materials with the ambassador exist. Now, here's my issue. I thought they were not allowed. I thought you weren't allowed to, in the armed forces, make political statements and do things like this. Make America free, my body, my choice. This is an overt protest statement in support of what is widely seen as Democrat policies. That's the big problem that I see here. Now, look, I'll be honest. You want a manly warrior class for your armed forces, fine. You've not gotten that with the Navy for a long time. Family Guy, all these TV shows growing up, they have routinely mocked and derided the Navy as it is. So I don't see this as being any more egregious than everything else that's ever been said about the Navy. But I can say, yeah, I think when we're putting out these commercials, they did this Army commercial where it's like, I have two moms. And it's like, I don't understand how that's supposed to bring people in who are going to risk their lives and engage in dangerous, risky activities to save, you know, and protect this country. I think the commercials are all wrong. I think the politics is particularly bad here, that they're allowing this. It's showing a double standard. Now, I guess this is maybe they're allowed to do this. Maybe I'm wrong or whatever. But here's where I feel like we're at. You want duty. You want service. You don't want whatever this silly nonsense is. I don't care what you do in your private life. You can be a drag. I don't got any problem with drag queens. Be a drag queen. Do your thing. But it's silly nonsense. I'm sorry. If they had someone come out and they said that they, you know, like dressing up like a dog, I'd say the same thing. Or if they were a furry, I'd be like, guys, this is not inspiring for the average person to be involved in our armed forces. And we're dealing with a major downturn in recruitment. I love this. Fortune.com. Don't blame wokeness for the Army's recruitment woes, says the Army. No, I absolutely will. Okay. Army opens its doors to recruits who fail to meet initial body fat and academic standards amid recruiting crisis. Oh, I think of Sparta. They would take the baby and put it in the woods for like a day. And if the baby didn't survive, it didn't deserve to. You know, and then the only way to get a gravestone, as a man, if you died in battle, you got one. As a woman, you died in childbirth. Like, Sparta was the complete other direction, like a warrior class. Now, we don't need to go that far. But boy, are we doughy and soft in this country. Oh, I'm worried about Russia. How should I say this? The Russians will not fear us. I'll put it that way. Right now, Vladimir Putin is talking about an assassination attempt at the Kremlin, that Ukraine attacked him. We are entering World War III territory. And this is what you have to offer us? Oh, boy. You know, I've talked to so many people formerly in the armed forces who said they want to be careerists and they resigned or retired because they don't want to be involved in this garbage. And they're like, we have a recruitment problem. Yeah, because you're uninspiring and weird. Uninspiring. There's no hero's journey. There's no great adventure. That's it. It is drag queens. Fine, I don't care. Be a drag queen, but it's recreation, not service and duty. If they can, like, look, I've seen videos where it's like a guy in his uniform does a tray flip on a skateboard, a trick on a skateboard, and I'm like, that's cool. That's not duty. I don't care about that. You're not convincing me the armed forces is something noble because a guy skateboards. I skateboard too. Whatever. I don't care. Having a dude come out and be like, that he's come out as saying he's a drag queen. I'm like, how is that inspiring me to risk my life for this nation? It's not. It's the opposite. What you're showing me is that you are fat, stupid hobbyists. You've got body fat people. You've got low academic standards. And now you've got people who are like, I'm going to dress up in women's clothing and dance around. That's supposed to inspire the next generation of young men to risk their lives? Why would they? There is no great adventure, there is no great story, and there is nothing inspirational.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, here. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, be a glutton. Let me tell you what you need, military. You want to recruit people? You need great stories of sacrifice. The male power fantasy, the guy holding onto the railing while holding onto the helicopter like Captain America going, no, trying to stop the helicopter from leaving. Heck of a scene in Captain America Winter Soldier. I mean, that Captain America, I bring up specifically because it's a story about a dude who wants to be in the military so bad, but he can't until his moral character, his strong will, makes him eligible to become Captain America. Gets that serum injection and the vital rays, and then raw, he becomes all strong. That was the story, that even if you were frail, duty mattered and fighting for your country mattered. Now it's not that. Now it's like, okay, sometimes on the weekends, guys dress up in drag. That's what they're doing in the Navy. Again, I don't care about the drag thing. I care about the fact that it's the opposite of duty and service. Give me a commercial where it's a dude lifting a gigantic like rock off of a child, like, saving the child's life. Show me a video where the bad guy is storming the beaches and then this dude runs out and picks up a little girl as a bomb goes off and saves her. There's a photo of Anderson Cooper. Yeah, I know, many people don't like him. And he's grabbing a child and pulling the child away as there's like bombs going off or something. That's the story people want to see. And Anderson Cooper, he's a gay guy. But that photo is inspirational. I know, you don't got to like Anderson Cooper, but you got to admit, that's the kind of message we want. Instead, what do we get? Instead of fighting for this country, it's a guy dancing around in skimpy clothing for other men. No duty, no honor, and that's where we're at. So you want to know why nobody wants to join up? That's why. Because there's no great adventure. There's nothing inspirational or aspirational about being this. It used to be you were a legend. You came back, they built a statue in your honor. You saved so many lives. Now what? Join up and maybe you can be a drag queen too. You don't need to join up to be a drag queen. Go be a drag queen if that's what you want to do. Why join the Navy for that? Welcome to modern America. Well, I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 6 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. Can you imagine what Portland is going to look like soon? No businesses, a whole bunch of safe spaces filled with cotton candy, and far-left extremists still protesting and burning down everything they've asked for. It's the only place it can go to. I love this story. Portland State creates cotton candy-filled safe space to protect students from gender-critical activists. Here we go. This is what Portland has become. The downtown businesses are shutting down due to rampant crime. Far-left extremists go around attacking people. And the universities are terrified of opinions that they don't agree with. So they're going to create cotton candy-filled safe spaces. That's your future, Portland. Man, I saw these posts from people being like, I'm moving to Portland. And I'm wondering, you are? You got to be out of your mind to live in that place. How do you live in a place where the businesses, these are not conservatives, are fleeing from the downtown area? All right, let's read the news. Portland State University issued a statement on Monday condemning gender-critical protesters coming to campus. They informed the community that the school will provide safe spaces for students to keep away from the anti-trans agitators. You see what they do? This is such a ridiculous cult. Those safe spaces for adult-aged students will include cotton candy, coloring books, crafts, and temporary tattoos, PSU President Stephen Percy said in a statement. You know, look, man, I'm not a conservative, never been a conservative, and I'm going to say it right now. Y'all conservatives, you ain't going to win me over with these pro-life arguments. If these people are advocating for their right to not reproduce, I ain't fighting them. They don't care that I say that either. Only you do, conservatives. This is the funniest thing. I come out and I'm like, I think abortion's wrong. Sterilizing kids, clearly wrong. But we are at an impasse where these people are voting in favor of this. And, well, our constitutional republic allows that they set the rules for their jurisdictions. And so they've created a system in which they will live this way. Well, I've resigned myself to that. I recognize I'm not going to be involved in the way they live. And they are removing their ability to reproduce and outright aborting their babies. And I'm just like, okay. I know the pro-lifers and the conservatives are like, we got to stop this. This is horrible. And I'm like, I agree. But I ain't going to be going to this place. Are you going to go march in there with the government and be like, we time to shut these things down? No. So the end result is obvious. It doesn't matter what you want or what you think. And it's perfectly acceptable, reasonable. Nay, it is required that you express your disdain for what they're doing. But the long run, it's simple. Give it a couple generations. These ideas, they don't exist. And I know you say like, yeah, but it's in the universities. Stop putting your kids in universities. That's it. We're at an inflection point where conservatives are homeschooling their kids. And this stuff's going to stop spreading. It's going to stop with the people who end their own lineage. So what am I supposed to say about it? Cry? Well, they've chosen it for themselves. They vote for this. Congratulations. Here's the statement from Portland State. It says, "Dear campus community, recent headlines have pointed out that the anti-trans bills in the legislatures across the country have doubled since last year. The 469 bills introduced and 38 new laws on the books in some 13 states. Many loud voices have made no secret of their desire to target trans, non-binary, and gender diverse people." Gender diverse, what does that mean? "At Portland State, we are committed to being a safe space for all members of the LGBTQIA community to learn and thrive, et cetera, et cetera. We know there's resources. Our colleagues at the Queer Resource Center offer many resources and opportunities to connect and show support, including QRC hosts a number of affinity groups, including a trans social space called Tea Time. Next week, they'll host Trans and Gender Expansive Celebration. Another way to show support is by donating, yada, yada. Elsewhere in Portland, the Q Center will provide several affinity and support groups to offer Sexual and Gender Minority Youth Resource Center, a harassment-free space. Community members will have experienced discrimination, harassment, blah, 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 can go there. We get it. Relationships, you get it. You get the point. Instead, cotton candy, temporary tattoos, and coloring will be available." Where does it actually say that? Where does it actually bring that up? Follows up with more information. Is this where they mention that they're going to have cotton candy? Be prepared to show your ID. The Queer Resource Center. So am I missing this? They say, "We invite folks to wear masks as an act of community care when not eating or drinking." What? Yo, the weirdest thing that I experienced, I was at MGM National Harbor this past weekend. It's the casino, restaurant, shopping center thing. I was playing a poker. I was playing 2-5, as it were, for those that are familiar. And there were two guys wearing masks. And I thought about asking them, like, why are you wearing masks? Nobody else is. Is it a poker thing? Like, you don't want people to see your tells? It's a good idea, actually. Maybe I should wear a mask with sunglasses, pull my hood up, and then no one will be able to see my face and tell what I'm trying to do. Although I don't think it matters all that much. But why are they still wearing masks is the weirdest thing. That I just don't understand. Here it is right here. It says, "The QRC will host trans and a gender expansive celebration. Cotton candy, temporary tattoos, and coloring will be available." Welcome to the modern era, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you send your kids into when you send them to college. But you know what? So be it. You see, the people who watch my videos tend to be key demographic. So for the most part, they don't have kids that are going to college. I think for the most part, though, y'all get it. That's why I'm fairly optimistic about the future. The people who watch videos like this, the people who watch Tucker Carlson probably do have college age kids and aren't putting them in these places. For those of you now who watch, you got young kids, probably 6-7 years old, maybe at this point, a little bit older. The average viewer of this channel, I think it's like 30 years old, 32 years old, maybe, because the age goes slightly up as we all age. But we do capture many young people I've actually met many young people who watch these videos. When you do have kids, many of you are probably having kids nowish. Just remember this. This is what universities are. Now, to be fair, in 20 years or 18 years, when your kid is now entering school, maybe 15 for those that already have kids, maybe 10 for those that have older kids, maybe even 3 years for those that have teen children. Things change. I don't know what colleges are going to look like in 20 years. In fact, I think it's entirely possible they just don't exist. Because I don't understand how this can function as a business. For what purpose would you send your child to a university? Portland State. Well, they argue to me when I was young, if you don't go to college, you don't get a good job. Oh boy, here we go. Remember, I'm hanging out at UIC in Chicago with a bunch of people who are like 2 years younger than me. And I didn't go to college. I dropped out of high school. And they're all talking about their majors. Like, I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do that. I'm currently taking these classes. And then someone goes to me like, what about you? What are you taking? And I was like, oh, I'm not going to college. And then they're like, why, are you stupid? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, I'm going to graduate and make like $70,000 a year, and you're going to be working at McDonald's. And I was like, you think when you graduate, you'll make $70,000 a year? It's like, wow. It's like these people never met human beings. And guess what? The funny thing about the story is that by the time they graduated, I was a director at a nonprofit making like 35 to 40 a year, and they were working at Starbucks. The reality was my real world experience contributed to my ability to get a salaried job at a nonprofit, albeit not a great salary, but how old was I? Like 23, 20? I think I was 23 years. Whoa. Yeah, I was 23. Man, it's like 15 years ago. Time flies. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like 23 years old and I'm making 35. It was like 36 something a year. And paid the bills. I was able to get an apartment, take the bus to work every day. And they were working at Starbucks making like $10,000 a year because they weren't getting enough hours. And they were like, I can't afford my rent. And I'm like, where's that college degree? And they're like, I got to pay my student loan debt. And I'm like, where's that college degree getting you?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here I am as a director at a nonprofit. Like, no joke. I was a director. It was a good job. And then, you know, I started doing all of this. Now, here I am, Mr. Old High School Dropout, running a multi-million dollar business with several dozen employees, expanding and creating very influential content. My point is not to be humble brag or anything like that, but for what purpose would you send your kid to college? I'll tell you what you should do. Have your kid learn a skill, okay? Teach your child to be good at things, and then they'll be successful and well off. Is your child a leader or are they a follower? You can foster these things in your kid and you can foster these things in yourself. But some people don't want to be leaders. Some people just want to be followers. Some people don't want to be followers. Me, I've never been the person who wanted to be at a rock concert. I wanted to be playing the rock concert. Don't ask me why. I don't know if there's a reason. My friends would be like, hey, you want to go to a show? And I'd be like, no, I want to play the show. I want to make the music. I want to do the thing. I don't want to watch sports. I want to play the sports. I want to experience the actual excitement. But not everybody has that. And that's why I understand parents want to put their kids in college, because they want their kids just to be a good worker. Not everybody needs to be a leader. There's nothing dishonorable about being a follower. Follower doesn't mean bad thing. I hope everyone understands that. Followers can be good people. They're followers of Christ, for instance. Many of you maybe are religious. You wouldn't call those people bad people or disrespectful for being followers. People follow me on Twitter. They're all really good people who are following me. And everybody in their own respect is a leader in their own regard. If someone comes to me and they're a humble carpenter, you know, if we're going to be building a skate ramp, I certainly am not the leader in this circumstance. They are. They're going to tell me what needs to be done. What do I need to hold? Where I need to screw the bolt in or whatever it is. Your expertise leads you in that direction. But some people just want to work for the company. They don't want to run the company. Running the company is stressful. That's why I think it's important you instill real values in your kids, lest they end up with shaved heads, eating cotton candy in a safe space, instead of actually learning how to survive. But give it time and see where they end up if you ignore them. They won't be able to survive. And maybe we do get a crash, a crisis, a calamity, who knows? And then ask yourself, who is likely to survive something like that? It ain't these people. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up in a few minutes. We got more on the subject. Stick around, and I'll see you all shortly. Oh, so we got another one of these videos going viral from the account at Leftism For You of a young woman lamenting capitalism, saying it's created this world where nobody can do anything they enjoy. You know what? Everybody's ragging on this young woman, but she's not wrong. I mean, she's wrong about capitalism to a certain degree, but for the most part, I think she's actually right. Don't believe me? Let me play the video of what she says. We'll push back on some of her arguments, but let me give you my presentation about why I actually agree very much with her. Check this video out. Let's play it from this young woman, the Bug Fairy. I guess that's her name on TikTok.
All I can ever think about is the fact that this is not the way that life is supposed to be. The whole working your life away just to have a little bit of money, a little bit of free time to do things that you actually enjoy, it's such a waste of life. And the older generation will be the first to call my generation lazy for saying things like that, not realizing that they're just a bitch to capitalism and they're fucking brainwashed. I hate my stupid, racist, xenophobic fucking ancestors who set up this fucking system that sucks for everyone, except for like the 1%. This stupid capitalist society has made it to where no one can do things for themselves anymore because we've been brought up to depend on everything, fucking grocery stores, restaurants on every corner, a fucking convenience store on every fucking corner because we can't do anything for ourselves and we have no community. All we rely on is people who are getting paid shit and overworked their whole lives to get things that we need. That's not community. It's all nothing but a capitalist hellscape that sucks the life out of everyone. I just hate all of this. I hate my fucking ancestors. I hate everything that has happened throughout history to get...
The woods, they are calling, young miss. Please, pack up your bags and go live in the wilderness. Well, I believe no one will come looking for you if you end up in the Yukon. Or maybe you don't want to go somewhere so harsh. The Mediterranean is also available, though that's been heavily civilized or developed, so I'm not sure you'll make it there. Tunisia, perhaps? Oh, maybe you don't want to go to Tunisia. You get my point? All right, let's break this down. Lady, you're actually right about so much. Mad respect. And I genuinely mean that. This is not community. We created this system, and our ancestors did as well, where a convenience store in every corner, a grocery store, nobody knows where their food comes from. Nobody knows how to make food. Nobody could survive on their own. This is not the way things are supposed to be. She's right. Please, however, miss, consider a few things. It's not capitalism. I mean, you can argue that sharing resources, investing resources is efficient in the rapid expansion and development of economics. But the idea of private-owned resources and industry, which is what capitalism is, isn't the culprit. Corruption and moral decay is. So here's where she's wrong. I don't hate my ancestors at all. They did tremendous things to make our lives better. But I do have some criticisms. They did not adequately instill hard work in their young people, which is why we are here today. So, yeah, I mean, look, let's be real. Our ancestors were racist and xenophobic, but that's a fact. Go back 200 years, this country had slavery, and then a war was fought partially to do away with it. I say partially because there's a lot of reasons for the Civil War. And slavery wasn't even abolished until a few years afterwards anyway. It's a misconception a lot of people have. They think the Civil War was only solely fought to end slavery. It was about slavery. But I don't think Abraham Lincoln was fighting to end it, to be completely honest. He actually tried preserving it in some states, but ultimately it did get done away with. So I do take issue with a lot of my ancestors, but I can respect the good things that they've done. So let's talk about where we're at, young miss. Yo, I don't think you realize how hard life would be if you did not have the things you had. When you talk about working so hard, doing a job you hate for very little time of enjoyment, there's a lot of things to break down there. First, medical technology is nowhere near where it is today. You'd stub your toe and they'd cut your foot off. I don't think you want to live in that world, right? Okay, well then someone's got to work at a factory that makes antiseptics. What a crummy job. How is that enjoyable? Now, some people do enjoy their jobs. You see, the thing is, when people would grow up doing the job that their parents taught them, they enjoyed it. The reason why I enjoy doing the things that I do is because I grew up doing these things. working on computers, reading the news, making video games. I was always doing this. I got a job in nonprofits preaching about the problems of the world and how people should fix them. And here I am today basically doing something very similar. The reason you're working jobs that you don't enjoy is because you did not grow up doing them. So take, for instance, someone who works at a Starbucks. If you take somebody who owns a cafe, I tell you this, man, start a cafe, have your kid work that cafe, have your kid do everything about that cafe. When they're older, they will be an expert at managing businesses and they will enjoy it. They'll be so good at it. We develop enjoyment around the things we've always done. And in this country, we have kids do nothing. They play games and watch TV. So of course, when you're older, you just want to do the same thing. Me? I was working a job at a cafe when I was a kid. I was working and doing chores for my family. I was doing very much this. I was on a computer. I was reading news. I was reading things on the internet. I was programming video games. No joke. Flash animation. And here I am today doing very much what I've always done my entire life. It's not so much your ancestors building the system. It's that they did not instill in you proper values. Now let's slow down. Perhaps your individual upbringing has brought you to a place where you don't enjoy doing what you do. As a sad reality for so many people, where would you be if you decided to do what you really wanted to do? Would you have food? You wouldn't, because young people typically don't want to go till a field. So let's tear down the system that you lament so much and then say, go work on a farm. Me personally, I would very much enjoy working on a farm. You think I'm kidding? You think I don't know? No, I do get it. Now, I've always said this to myself. Throughout my life, I have said life is easy. I mean, there's a lot of things that are hard about it, but I always said if it ever got to the point where working on a farm or living in the wilderness would be easier than what I'm doing here, I'd go do it. But living in civilization is easy. There's food, there's shelter, there's easy ways to come by these things relative to going into the wilderness and building it yourself. So I said, I'm just going to take the path of least resistance, do what I do and see where it takes me. For these people, for these young people, I tell you what, man, you put them on a farm and say, this is what life was like before your ancestors, and they will change their minds like that. I'll tell you, if you want to go work round the clock from planting season to harvest to be able to survive the winter, you ain't going to have any free time for anything you enjoy. Fair point, though. You will have community. You will have family. You will have people you love. I agree with all of that. The system that we have created has stripped the humanity and has become some mechanized monster. While I can certainly recognize the importance of specialty, that somebody works at a factory that makes lug nuts or whatever, it's the least fulfilling job, but boy, is that specialty job necessary. You know, you work at a factory that makes paper and you're like, my job sucks. I don't care about making paper. There's no honor. There's no integrity. There's no notoriety. But we need paper. We make stuff. You got to work at that cracker factory. It used to be that you made crackers. You were a baker. You made a bunch of things. And you were really good at it. And you were the only one. And everyone said, man, this person sure can make great crackers and bread. Now you're a dude who pulls the lever at the cracker factory and no one cares. There's no dignity or respect for being the guy who pulls the lever at the cracker factory. But we like our crackers. Toasted sesame with some hummus. Perfect. Oh, we made crab dip the other day. No gluten for me. I'm doing corn tortillas. But you get the point. There used to be something in the skill you had. You were the best. But now that machines are taking over, no one cares that you're just another mindless cog in that machine. Something was lost. We do need to get back to that point where we have community. We know our neighbors. We work together. We know where our food comes from. She is right about that. Nobody knows how to survive. So why blame capitalism, though? Private enterprise helped people live better. However, the mistake made by our ancestors, which I think she's correct about, which I didn't really express this, but she is right. They did not instill survival skills in their children. To this day, a father and a mother will leave. And the meme, the stereotype is they come downstairs. They say, I made your bagged lunch. Go to school. Bye. And they leave their kids. And they don't see their kid until the end of the school day. That's not how this is supposed to be. And what's happening is now your kids are becoming wards of the state. No, your kids are supposed to watch you work and learn the skills you have. Instead, they get put in a box where the bell rings, an industrial learning facility. They never see their parents. They come home and they say, you're not cool. I don't respect you. I want to be around my peers. Kids are learning from each other and not from their parents. And that's a problem. You see, when I was growing up and I worked at my family's business, I was surrounded by adults and I learned from them. But the kids around me learned from each other because their parents weren't there. It didn't matter what the teacher was saying, nobody cared. They would listen to each other and they would create some weird amalgam of social childhood where their society was based on just being ignorant children instead of learning from their parents. There's a video showing children. It's back in the 40s or whatever, 50s. And these children sound like adults. Why? Because they were around adults learning from adults. But kids today are around kids and learning from kids. So you know what? Here's my point. She's a bit inexperienced and needs to learn a bit more about the history of how these things came to be. But she is seeing something right. This is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not community. Nobody knows how to survive. She is right. I'm not mad at her. I think she just needs to learn more about this stuff and actually experience working on a farm and refine those ideas. And then she's probably going to be a smart individual. I mean, she is smart right now, but I'm saying she can be a thought leader. So here's what I recommend for this young woman. No joke, in full seriousness, go out to a farm and learn about where your food comes from. And maybe she does. Maybe that's her whole bit, is that she actually works in a garden, works on a farm. But my point is this. Get out there and see the real world, learn about community, refine those ideas. And I think for the people who live in cities who are mocking young people like this, you might need to do the same. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up tonight at 8 p.m. over at youtube.com/TimCastIRL. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.